All right. Wrapped up dates. Morning of day two. So it's kind of good to be out in the grass with some of the younger players, some of the rookies and some of the younger players that are able to work with us. And, you know, it's been a good beginning for them to get a lot of reps. So I'm sure they're a little gassed right now, but pretty soon they'll be wishing they had more reps. So it's going well. Any questions?
What are your impressions about Derek Wolf right now?
Liked him on tape. Really a kind of a hard-charging guy, you know, effort-filled. He's got some pass rush ability inside. Think he'll grow into a real, you know, real strong player for the Broncos for many years.
One of the, I guess maybe the things that your defenses in Jacksonville were known for was that front seven. Where does this front seven compare to how you would like it to be?
Well, you know, everywhere I've been, if you go back to Baltimore and Carolina and Jacksonville, you know, it starts up front on defense. I think we've been fortunate to acquire and develop good players and put together a good front, and I feel confident we'll be able to do that here. You know, we've got a lot of work to do. You know, we're busy doing that now in terms of developing guys we have. We've added a couple guys, obviously, in the draft, you know, free agent here or there. We're gonna make it competitive. We're gonna push that group, and you know, we're gonna expect the front to really help us play great defense.
You've added a lot of cornerbacks. I guess safety too. You talk about that. It's it almost, you went from who are your cornerbacks to having almost you know, very crowded defensive backfield right there.
Yeah, and you really can't be deep enough at that position. You know, today's NFL with some of the quarterbacks that we have on our schedule, some of the guys you're going to go against. You know, having the ability to cover multiple receiver sets is very important. So, you know, we've been aggressive, you know, trying to solidify the back end as well. And, you know, we brought in Porter and now Drayton and then Bolden, added those guys to the guys that were returning. And so with that, you know, we think we can make it real competitive and come out with a good group.
Are more teams playing the dime in the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, we've actually gone from, you know, way back when I broke in, it was like almost all regular, you know, to then people started to sprinkle in three wides. And, you know, now it's where defensively you'll play 60-65% of your snaps with a third DB, a third nickel corner in the game, and sometimes four corners in the game. So it's definitely ramped up, increased quite a bit. With the explosion of the passing game, defenses are going to counter with more speed on the field.
What's this been? It's been a while since you've been on the field as kind of a coordinator. How different has it been so far? What have you enjoyed?
I'm still trying to figure out where to go and what to do. No, it's been great. I love it. I worked with Coach Fox back in Carolina. I was heavily involved in my entire time in Jacksonville. So, you know, for me, my role, I'm working with half the team basically instead of the full team as a head coach. And I'm just really looking to do all I can to help us on defense do our part to help our football team win games. You know, it's you know, I'm just a part of the process, kind of a cog in the machine. And, you know, I'm going to push and demand and make our defense understand what we need to do to help our team win. And that we can really work hard to do that and concentrate on that. So I can really put all my attention into that. And I'm having fun. I feel rejuvenated being here in Denver. The city's a great place to live. My family, we've jumped right in and enjoying the community. And got my son in school and all those kinds of things. And, you know, we're just looking forward to embracing the role that I have and making the most of it.
Speaking of that, I mean, you're here with a new team, new position, and your son has got a lot going for him. He's just invited to the Elite 11.
He was.
Quarterback, which is a big deal.
It was a big deal, yeah. It was a great accomplishment for him. He went to Columbus, Ohio last weekend. I went with him and competed in an Elite 11 camp and then a Nike camp the following day, and was fortunate to be awarded MVP on Saturday up there. And then during this past week, he was invited to to join the Elite 11 as a finalist in L.A. this summer. So it's quite an honor. And then, you know, colleges are starting to starting to heat up, the whole recruiting process and teams starting to offer and all that stuff. So it's a great time for them.
Seem like, I don't know, almost overwhelming. You got a lot going on between Luke and
Feel very, very blessed. Very blessed. It's been a great fit, you know, from the standpoint of coming here to work with Coach Fox, joining a great organization like the Broncos. You know, the fact that we were able to acquire, you know, one of the top quarterbacks that's played the game, and he's part of the organization. That was great. And obviously, Luke is plugged in at school. He's doing well academically. He's caught up and doing well, getting good grades. Did well on his ACT test. All those things. So life's good. I mean, a lot of blessings. It's been a great kind of transition into Denver.
Are you comfortable saying, have you heard from Coach Embry up in Boulder, by chance?
We talked. Yeah, we actually went up and visited, unofficial visit, and met with Coach. I've known John a while. He actually was a minority intern for us down in Jacksonville. So I've known John a long time. Happy to see him get the opportunity to lead the program up there. And I think a couple strong recruiting classes, and he'll get that thing turned around.
Maybe you're still going to be part of it.
Maybe.
How confident do you feel about your ability to replace Brian Dawkins as a defense coach?
Well,
on the field,
you know, it's hard to replace that kind of passion. Boy, he was a special player, you know, for a long time in this league. But that's what we do in this business. It's, you know, next guy up, and that next guy gets an opportunity. So clearly he brought, you know, a level of commitment and passion to the game that's hard to duplicate, hard to replace, but we're going to work hard to do that. And, you know, respect what he was able to do in his career. We kind of talked, you know, the day he retired. I said, man, I would have loved to have had you for a couple of years. He said, I'd have loved to have played for you for a couple of years. And so I think some mutual respect there. But he had a great career, and we wish him the very best. And then for us, we're just looking to, you know, be as strong as we can defensively and find guys who can help us win.
Jack, when your defense goes against Peyton Manning,
yeah. Yeah.
Does that help or hurt?
Oh, it'll help. Yeah, it'll definitely help. I think he'll challenge us in ways that you need to be challenged to really be at the top of your game. So, you know, he's very good at what he does, obviously.
Yeah. I asked that a bit sarcastically.
No.
I'm thinking maybe confidence could get hurt.
No. Well, no. No, we'll see. We'll see. We like competing. So it ought to be fun. So we've got a lot of work to do, and who better to work against?
How's Ty Warren look in the limited time you've seen him?
Well, he was here, you know, early, and haven't seen him lately. When he was here, he was looking pretty good. So, you know, so hopefully be able to get him healthy on the field this year.
You guys retained Joe Mays on a 3-year contract. What did you see on the tape of Mays that made you think he's a good fit for what I want as the Mike?
Well, Joe's a active, aggressive middle linebacker. He packs a punch. I mean, he's got excellent closing speed. I think that he's a thumper in terms of when he hits. He's not just a rap tackler. He delivers a blow. And there are a lot of things that I saw on tape that I feel very confident about being able to help elevate him to play even better and to help the front play even better around him. And I think, you know, some of the holes that he was asked to fill were awfully big. We're going to try and reduce some of those holes a little bit with our technique in the front. And I think Joe will play even better with that when that happens.
What are some of the things you're hoping Von Miller will get out of this offseason? And if you believe in that kind of the theory that a player can make this big jump from?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is he's come in the way you'd hope he would. He's really attacked the off season, you know, trying to really learn the new system, the tweaks in the system. It's not all completely new, but, you know, to really get it down to where he can just play and let it loose. Richard Smith does a great job with the linebacker group, and I know he's been working hard with Vaughn. You know, trying to kind of get him dialed in on the things that we're going to ask him to do. But he's a talented guy, and you know, guys that work hard that are talented typically, you know, play real well for you.
Jack,
Anything else, guys?
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.